from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dude, the fucking ride to get to work today was unfucking believable. I'm driving, just riding my normal, you know, I take the back street roads all the way here. I don't hate driving on the highway. So there's this motorcycle, zooms past everybody. And the car in front of me, maybe 10 seconds later, jams on the brakes. So I'm jamming on brakes, and then I won't hit him, I pull over to the left in the turn lane a little bit. The fucking motorcycle guy got hit by somebody. He's in the middle of the fucking street.
Ooh. So this is on what kind of highway?
This is on the street. This is on Lawrenceville Highway. This is on Lawrenceville Highway.
Yeah.
Motherfucker's in the middle of the street.
Like a four-laner?
Yeah. No, it's a two.
Oh, it's still two at that point? Oh, wow.
And I don't know what the hell happened. I was like, oh, shit. So he's laying in the middle of the rock and roll, bikes in the middle, in one lane. He's in the other lane.
And ambulance isn't there yet or anything. This just happened.
Yeah. So I'm like, holy shit. And then I don't see what happened. I see a car just pulled over to the right. So I'm assuming that's the car that this occurred with. And so I'm just like, he just laid there, like not moving. And so I'm stopping and I'm like, hey, you okay? And so the woman in front of me, she obviously called the 911 and everything. So I just go about my business. I'm like, damn. And so then I'm a little closer to work, behind a garbage truck. All right, fine, whatever. And then it stops. I have some room to go around. He signals me to go around. I go around. And then I look in the rear view, and another car was behind me, gets clipped by the car oncoming on the other lane.
Jeez.
Dude, so I'm like, what the fuck?
It's mayhem out there.
Dude, I went 10 to 2 all the way here. Well, I was like, dude. Then I had to detour through a neighborhood, don't know where the hell I was at.
Wow.
Just taking lefts. So eventually, I'm going to come out and get around this damn thing. So I took like 6 left, and then end up right back where I damn started, damn near. So yeah, it was like, damn, let me just get to work.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let me just get to fucking work, because I don't know what the hell is going on today, man.
I don't know. Every school is back now, probably.
Yeah, dude.
So it's a little bit more crazy out there. I don't know.
I don't know, dude. Because I've never seen anybody on a motorcycle and like that.
Yeah. Do you think they're dead?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
Did they actually get hit by the
car? I don't know. I didn't see anything.
Yelled at him, did he respond?
Yeah, no. You so he's been out cold?
You might have seen a dead body today.
No, he's not dead.
No, he's all right.
I don't think he's dead.
I saw that Lime scooter person in the middle of the road a couple weeks ago. But
down here?
Yeah.
Somebody got hit by a car?
16th and Peachtree. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody got hit by a car on a Lime scooter. But they were like moving.
Uh-huh.
They were like...
He wasn't moving.
Yeah. They weren't doing great.
Oh, moving while he was on the ground, like you could see.
The ambulance was there, and they were trying to help him up.
All right.
But he wasn't. He wasn't doing great, but I don't think he was dead. But yeah, you don't want to see that.
Yeah.
I yelled out my window this morning because our neighbors are very close to having a baby. Any second now. And a couple of my wife's best friends had babies over the weekend. It's just baby palooza right now with our friends. But her mom is in town from India staying with them. For when the baby gets here.
Oh, yeah. I met them at the Jack's party.
Yeah. They just live right down the road from us. They're awesome. She's going to, any day now, and I don't know, maybe already, but the mom was out on the porch this morning, and we were riding by, and traffic's really bad on our road in the mornings because the school has started back up. And so I yelled out the window, do we have a baby yet? And the mom, looks up.
Like, what?
She's like, what the fuck is this? And I yelled it again, and she went, She just went like that. She like waved me off, and I was like, I think I freaked that lady out.
Scared the hell out.
She did. She might not even speak English. She doesn't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So, yeah, I yelled at my neighbor's Indian mom this morning. No word as to whether or not there's a baby.
This is the first kid, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, no telling whether or not there's a baby. But Shanice and Deshaun had their baby on Thursday. Mikayla. It's a beautiful name.
Yes.
And then Katie and Isaiah had their baby yesterday. Otis.
Otis.
Which
a baby? It's got to be
a throwback name.
It's a family name, huh?
I don't think so. They do interesting names. That's their third child.
Oh, okay.
So now they got Phineas.
Okay.
Wren and Otis.
Wren.
W-R-E-N.
And Otis. Wow.
And Otis. Now Finn and Wren, when you're in the other room, sound the same.
Okay. Do.
Finn. Wren.
Oh, yeah.
No, so I said that. The third baby needs to be named Sven or something like that. Just go with the rhyming scheme.
Oh, let's go Otis.
Now they went old school.
You sure that's not a Otis? Father? That's the idea. Grandfather or something.
I don't know, man. I don't know if Isaiah's grandpa's name is Otis. Maybe. You never know.
Otis. I like Otis.
That's kind of a good name.
Yeah. I think Otis is a great name.
Otis is
a great name.
Real, like, grown.
Yeah.
It's a grown-up person.
That's a mechanic's name. Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a grown-ass name.
Or like
name.
An old fullback.
Otis.
Yeah.
Damn.
Or an old brave center fielder.
Yeah.
With rawhide skin.
And damn, a baseball-sized dip.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, to get that much in your mouth, it's just...
That's years of work.
Work, yes.
Like, you can't put a dip in that big to start because your lip's not elastic enough.
Yes, exactly.
But over the course of 15 years, you work out the lip, you know, lip flexibility.
That was always when Sap, because Sap played with that shit in his mouth, and he's spitting and shit in the stands. Like, you nasty motherfucker. Like, how do you not swallow it, first of all?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Especially in football.
In football, like, yeah. Him, he's out there dipping there, spitting on the field.
Remember, Jay Buhner used to play for the Mariners. He would take his big ball of tobacco and then roll his gum all over it and then put it in. And they used to show it like on the broadcast.
The gum part. I never understood the gum part.
I don't know.
Make it taste better?
I don't know.
Maybe
it was pretty fucking cool though. As a kid, I was like, that's cool as shit.
Little Big League.
Little Big League.
Yeah, did it. Yeah.
So he would take the tobacco out of the bag and the gum out of the pouch or whatever.
He would chew the gum up. So the gum was all chewed up, right? And then he would make a ball of chewing tobacco. And then he would take the gum out, make a big long string of it, and then wrap it around it, all around it, like a ball of rubber bands or something like that. And then pop it right back in there. And not knowing what chewing tobacco was, that shit looked fucking awesome. Like, the Mariners right fielder who hits 40 home runs a year, and they call him Bone, is out there with that in his mouth. Like, I want to do that too.
Gum chew.
And now that's why they don't.
It's really
they don't show any of that stuff anymore.
I was always curious why they did that part. Why they wrapped the gum around it.
I don't know.
Interesting. Tobacco. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah.
Do they still sell Big League Chew?
Yes.
Yeah.
They do?
Big League Chew has made a comeback, actually. So
really?
They away for a minute.
Yes.
Yeah,
now they do sell it.
Interesting. Because they used to market it like it was, you know, like made it look like tobacco.
Yeah. Like, we used to put it out.
Still sold in pouches.
And you'd like put it in there like that. Because it came in little strings.
Yeah, still sold in pouches. Not 99 cents anymore. It's like $3.
Oh, sure.
Less gum.
Yeah.
Every time we go to Dick's, Olivia wants that shit.
Yeah.
They put it right by the damn.
We just put that shit in our back pocket like the big leaguers and everything.
Yeah.
That was always.
But you go through a whole pouch in like one game because it tastes so good for like 5 minutes.
But then the taste goes away and it gets real chewy. Yeah. Same thing with Bazooka Joe or whatever that stuff was.
Wasn't that the tattoo in the
There was a tattoo in it. Yep. And that stuff would get so
bad. And the comic
book
on the wrapper.
And then what was the one that was kind of shaped like
Is it Double Bubble
or something?
That was the comic book? No, Bazooka Joe had a comic book
in it. Yeah. And then Double Bubble, they still have tubs of Double Bubble in every
dugout.
Yeah. Yeah, that stuff would last a little bit longer.
I don't want to be the person cleaning out Major League Baseball dugouts. How many of those guys you think actually use a trash can?
There's
none of them possible, man.
Sunflower seeds and spit.
Yeah, but the good thing is about those dugouts is the way they design them. It's just like a ditch, basically. You just go in there with a hose.
Hose it down.
There's a drain in the middle of it. It's all.
How far is the walk from where they are to the club, to where their locker room is?
Not very far.
Not far.
It's just down a little hallway. There's like a batting cage back there.
Right.
And then there's like a weight room and maybe even a mound for pitchers, maybe, underneath there. And then it's just down a hallway and then it's just right there.
Oh, okay.
So it's not far. But, yeah. really made tobacco seem cool.
Ugh.
And then Tony Gwynn died.
Yep.
And Lynn Dykstra.
Yep.
And Jay Buhner probably had lip cancer.
Yeah. I remember we had an old school special teams coach. That's all he did was dip. And you could always tell when he swallowed it because he'd be in the middle of cussing somebody out. Hold on. That shit right there is not going to be.
Did I ever?
I just sitting laying there like.
I told y'all how Albert Bell's dad was my gym coach, right?
No.
Coach Cobell used to call us wallflowers when we get in trouble because he'd sit up against the wall like a bunch of wallflowers. Dude caught me with some Kodiak in my mouth one time, bro. Would not let me leave the gym until either I swallowed it or I went to the principal's office.
Oh, you fuck. You went to the principal's office, right?
I swallowed that shit.
You swallowed it?
Yeah.
And I went.
And from then on, though, I'm like, I can swallow it now. Ha!
Jeez.
I really wish.
And then, you know, I took that up into, you know, working in restaurants and just having to dip my mouth in the back corner and not having to spit. Just
really?
Just Copenhagen and shit.
Oh, that is very gross, Bo. Yeah,
that is gross. Get used to it.
Like Philip Rivers.
Now, 20 years later, I'm worried about stomach cancer, throat cancer, mouth cancer.
But you don't dip anymore.
No, I don't. No tobacco for 10 years now.
Good for you.
Get a little pinch right there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.